You're listening to Grey Matter. One of the most interesting magazines that I've seen recently is Worldview Interactive, edited by Alan Weatherall. Worldview Interactive magazine deals with social justice and political issues, and also those important personal morality issues that dominate debate today. It also looks at Christian music. Looking through a recent edition, I was really impressed with an article dealing with the Darwin versus creationism debate, and I'd like to welcome Alan Weatherall to the program from Worldview Interactive to have a chat about that. Welcome to the program, Alan.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Now, one thing that appealed to me about this article, Alan, was that it was a little bit outside the square. Usually when you look at the creation debate, you hear fundamentalists on one side and atheists on the other. But what you seem to be saying in this article, or the author of the article is saying, is that there is a sort of middle line between fundamentalists and creationists in relation to what the origins of the universe are. And this is this theory called intelligent design. It's something that's compatible with Christianity as well as with an atheistic position. Tell us what the discussion's about.
The issue of intelligent design versus evolution comes about as a result of the work of some scientists in the United States, the most prominent one being Mr. Behe.
That's Michael Behe, the biochemist, I think.
Now, he's made some very interesting discoveries in microbiology, which have produced evidence of intelligent design at the subcellular level. And the importance of this is that any evidence of design within the living cell that's of a high order of complexity can't be explained in evolutionary terms, because evolution is about natural selection. It's about circumstances fostering the survival of the fittest so that certain genetic attributes are passed on to subsequent generations. The significance of this discovery is that there actually had to be a very high level of design and complexity functioning before any process of natural selection could actually begin to take place.
Okay, so there's a challenge here to the beliefs of Darwinism.
Yes. It's not a challenge to the process of natural selection as such. I mean, most people would acknowledge to some degree natural selection happens. But what it does challenge is Darwinian theory about life's origins, and it challenges Darwinian theory about the emergence of new species.
You get an idea from the newspapers that there's a real debate or a real war going on between creationists on the one hand and evolutionists on the other. What do you think these discoveries say about that debate?
Well, to some extent, it diffuses the debate a little bit, because people who believe in intelligent design, whilst it's a creationist-friendly view, it's not really asserting seven-day creation or anything like that. All it is it's offering a scientific basis to question Darwinian theory. If it's proven scientifically that there is an intelligence behind life, then I guess lots of people will come up with different theories about where that intelligence came from. Some will accept that it's the God of the Bible. Now, some may make up other ideas about aliens or whatever, but it's a step in the argument to discrediting, really, Darwinian theory, which being proven to be scientifically weak.
We're speaking with Alan Weatherall from Worldview Interactive. You're listening to Grey Matter.